for the day. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News. Today's session of the hush money trial of former President Trump has concluded with the first prosecution witness talking about efforts they say Trump used to bury unflattering stories about him.
Ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker discussed how well he knew the former president and how the catch-and-kill strategy to squash negative stories worked. But after court, what former President Trump wanted to discuss was the gag order hearing and his stance on why others can speak.
They can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything. I just have to sit back and look at why a conflicted judge has ordered me to have a gag order.
Judge Juan Merchan has yet to decide on whether the former president violated the gag order with his social media posts. David Pecker returns to the witness stand when the trial reconvenes Thursday.
Fox's Grinnell Scott in New York City. The Senate has voted to move ahead with a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that passed the House over the weekend. The vote on final passage could come tonight. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators back in a park near NYU after about 150 people arrested yesterday for blocking the street.
This is called a nationwide strike, and already more than 1,000 people involved in it here. This is a movement that started at Columbia University. It spread to NYU and Yale, other elite universities across the Northeast, even out to Berkeley now in California. Some high schools, too, beginning to get involved as well.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. Columbia University has announced classes will be remote for the remainder of the year. Alaska state troopers say a Douglas C-54 airplane with two people on board has crashed into a river near Fairbanks. Wall Street stocks rallied for a second straight day as investors look at earnings reports. The Dow gained 263, the Nasdaq up 245. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The American journalist accused of spying in Russia will remain in prison after his latest appeal was rejected.
Evan Gershkovich will stay in a Moscow prison until at least the end of June. The 32-year-old's appeal to be freed from pre-trial detention has been turned down. Gershkovich reportedly looked relaxed in court, laughing and chatting with his legal team. It's over a year since the Wall Street Journal reporter was detained and accused of spying for the United States. He, his employer, and the U.S. government all say the charges are untrue. In December, the State Department said it offered a prisoner swap to secure the release of Gershkovich and another jailed American, Paul Whelan. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Amazon is launching a new grocery delivery subscription service for Prime members.
Amazon will offer a $9.99 a month, one-hour window grocery delivery service for Prime members and a $4.99 a month service for customers on a government supplemental benefits plan. The fee covers unlimited delivery from Whole Foods and participating stores, unlimited 30-minute pickup, and unlimited delivery on orders of more than $35. It'll be available in 3,500 cities and towns across the U.S. Amazon's been testing the plan in some markets since last year, and it's offering a free 30-day trial. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The European Union is demanding TikTok provide more information about a new app that pays users to watch videos and warned it could order the company to suspend features they call addictive. They say pose a risk to kids. The EU's Executive Commission says it's opening formal proceedings to determine whether TikTok Lite reached the EU's new digital rules when the app was rolled out in France and Spain. TikTok Lite is a slimmed down version of TikTok, which lets users earn reward points by watching and liking videos and content creators. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.